Or see one of the members of the speaker committee, Sam or Lori. During the break or after the meeting so we can contact you as a 10-minute speaker. Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Kendall from Southern. You're a popular guy.
My name is Kendall. I am an alcoholic. As I was saying before, I'm still an alcoholic. Thank you. Sam is speaking tonight as our 45-minute speaker. He asked me to speak, and I'm grateful. I was thinking about how I get a little emotional often, all the time, which I was talking to a friend before the meeting. That's not something that used to happen to me. I used to not feel anything, and so. Yeah, I was thinking about my feelings, and then I get choked up. But I'm grateful for that. So that Sam would ask me to speak, I'm grateful for that. I'm really grateful for this meeting. I have service commitments at this meeting. This was the first meeting at which I learned how to do that. Like how to be. I never was able to be a part of. I could be up in front of people. I used to have a job that not for long. I got fired a lot. But the times in my life where I was employed, like I would be in front of people doing presentations or something to that effect, and I could be in front of, and I could definitely be alone. I could be isolated. I could be away. But, you know, like, being, like, a part of, I learned that here here's what happened. So I have a men's group that's a regular weekly meeting for me. That's the Sons of God meeting in La Jolla. I have commitments at that meeting. I just finished being the coffee person at that meeting, and I don't make good coffee. But they let me have that commitment, and now I go and I set up chairs. I have a bunch of regular meetings. I have a home group that's the 9:30 every nighters group, and it meets just down the street on Waring Road. I don't go every night, but it's there every night. That's why they named it that. And it's meetings like that that really, like I was saying, to be of service and to be among, to have friends and to know how to know how to be a friend. That's something that AA has given me and has taught me, and is continuing to it's ongoing. It goes on. I was a daily drinker. I drank every day. I did not grow up in a household where we didn't have alcohol in the house. My parents weren't drinkers. We were members of a, we were members of a particular faith of a religion where abstinence is a big thing for them. And so I only mention that because I just didn't grow up around alcohol. I didn't have any, there was no energy around it. It wasn't this thing that was bad. It wasn't this thing that was like forbidden. It just wasn't around. I went to a church often. All of my friends were there. And so, they didn't drink, and so I didn't drink. And I went all through high school, and I was the designated driver for my friends. And I was around alcohol on occasion, and I was at parties with the beer and the kegs, and people around. I had friends that were partiers and that drank, and I never drank. And I just didn't think about it. It was like, oh, that's Kendall. He doesn't drink, and it was never a big deal. There was never a drink was never pushed my way, and so I mention all that though because I got into adulthood. Kind of. I got into my late 20s, and I was living in Salt Lake City, Utah. I was at a job I just wasn't happy. I was discontent in life. I didn't really have any close friends, and I wanted to be. I have this desperation to be accepted. I want you to accept me. So I'm going to say and I'm going to do anything. Pardon me. I'm just gonna whatever you want. Like I'll do whatever it is. I want to be accepted. I don't want you to look too closely. I just want to be accepted. And so once a drink was actually pushed my way, I took that drink, and I was in my late 20s. I want to say 27, 28. And I didn't think, I heard it mentioned here once in this meeting. I heard someone say, I didn't know it was possible to feel that good. I thought that, like, I thought I had found the answer. I thought it was the answer. I had never, I felt like a weight had been lifted. I felt like a light had come down from heaven or from wherever. And all of my problems were answered. I felt like I had a secret to the universe, whatever. And I went from a state of never thinking about alcohol to it being the only thing. Thinking about it right now. Not obsessed. That's been lifted. But here's what I was thinking about. It was I was at someone's house where they were having a party. They were doing a power hour. That's where you take a shot. We were drinking vodka with Kool-Aid. It was grape Kool-Aid. Thank you. And we did a shot every minute for an hour. I learned a couple of things. I have a really high capacity. I have a high tolerance for alcohol. I can drink a lot. Everybody else couldn't. Everybody else got sick, passed out, blacked out. I didn't. I did get in a fight with my friend. I told my best friend at the time, I told him what I thought of him, and that was something that was new. But I had this, like, I had this whole, like, run of, like, consequences began immediately, first small, but whenever I drank, there were consequences. I either told somebody off, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, I just became this different person, and all of a sudden I had opinions, and I didn't care what you thought, and that felt amazing. And so I drank all the time, and that went on for a really long time. In 2015, I went to one meeting of AA. I went to my first meeting of AA down the street, It had been suggested to me by a friend, a person that I was dating, keeping hostage, that I might have a problem, and I went to a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous. It had not occurred to me that I was an alcoholic. It had not occurred to me that alcohol was my problem. I thought I had lots of other big, complicated, special problems. I thought I was misunderstood. I thought I was just this really, really deep, misunderstood guy with big special problems. And I sat in the back of the meeting, and I just looked at everybody, and I judged. But what happened in that meeting was, I cried in that meeting, as I'm doing now. That happened. That for sure happened. And the reason that happened was because I felt, I identified with everything that everybody said on some level. I'm sitting there judging. I didn't think that I belonged there, but I heard my story and I heard my thoughts and my actions talked about in a way that I didn't know people talked like you people. I didn't know that we could talk about those things. And I knew that I was an alcoholic. And then I thought I was sitting in a room of a bunch of drunks and felons, and I was. And I thought that I was just better. I thought that I was better, and I'm like, well, it's so funny because in that room, I learned something about myself. I learned that I was an alcoholic, but I didn't think the solution was in that room. I'm like, oh, I'm an alcoholic. Thanks, weirdos. I'm going to go out, and I'm going to go try the psychiatry, and I'm going to try the easier, softer ways. I'm going to try all the harder ways. I literally tried anything that I could other than the solution that can be found in this program. I did that for a really long time. I became more drunk, and I got some felonies. I became the felon. I had a whole bunch of wreckage. I just did a whole bunch. I did a whole bunch of things. I was with a friend. I'm for sure going to cry about this. I was with a friend last week. He called me up. He had a little bit of sobriety time before, but he went out to do more research. And he called me up and he said, "Hey, man, I'm drunk. My wife, she kicked me out. I can't go home right now. I can't stay sober. I've been drinking and I can't get drunk." And I said, "Yeah." So can we hang out at least? I said, "Yeah, I'll come." So we hung out. I picked him up. we drove around. I said, what do you want to do? He said, well, I want to go to a meeting. Well, I don't know. Maybe I don't want to go to a meeting. I don't know. Just that crazy, you know. And I said, yeah, dude, I understand that. I understand that. He said, well, I want to go drink a little bit more. I said, okay, let's go do that. He's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, if you want to go drink a little bit more, you can go do that and I'll wait for you. He's like, what do you mean you're going to, you'll wait for me? I'm like, if that's what you want to do, you can do that, man. You can do that. And he went and he did that. And he went into the bar. He didn't drink. He came back out and he's like, all right, well, let's go to a meeting. I don't want to go into the meeting. I just want to be in the parking lot. I'm like, all right, well, we'll stand around and we'll be weird in the parking lot. I did that. I did that too. And that was, I'm like, this is what I'm trying to tell you, man. And he asked me, he's like, why did you wait? I'm like, because somebody waited for me, you know? Like, somebody took my phone call when I was calling him up drunk, telling him about what I thought about AA, and he's like, you're just not done yet. And I, you know, every version of that, like, somebody came and got me, you know, let me sleep at their house, let me eat their food, put up with whatever, and they said to me, you know what, I know what that's like. And one thing that I misunderstood in the book early on was that part in the book where it says, If you're not done and you think you're not an alcoholic or whatever it is, go out and try a little bit. Try some controlled drinking. You know, and we say sometimes, you know, if you're not done, go out and get done. I used to think that was like a challenge, like that was like a dare. You know what I mean? Like, we're daring you. And or like it was, I'm not qualified. Like, you're not, you know, F you, kid. You're not ready. You know, you don't belong here. That isn't what that means. That means is that... Gosh dang it. It just means that we're going to be here when you're done. We're going to be here when you're done. This place was here for me. This program was here for me when I was done. And I want that's what I do now. I let other people know that, like, we're going to be here. If we need to stand around and cry together in the parking lot, we can do that. Or we can go get coffee and not cry. Maybe we won't cry at all. That's my thing. Whatever. We're going to be here, and I hope that you do the steps. I did the steps, and I continue to work them and have these principles in my life. And it's, man, it's so much better to stand here and be weird and awkward in front of a room full of people. I'll take that any day over what it used to be like. Thank you.